Hi, I'm Ruth Wolfgram. I'm 62 years old. I have 5 grandchildren. I love gardening and I talk to dead people.
I'm with Ruth on her farm in northern Michigan. It's where she runs her small business, Celestial Blessings. And it's where she helps people make sense of death and suffering.
People want hope. They want to know that their loved ones and friends are all right, especially if it was a tragic death.
Ruth's been a psychic medium since she was a child. She explains that the spirits want the people that they've left behind to know that they're still there. She's helped reconnect countless parents with their children, lovers with their partners, and yes, even pets with their owners. One particular time, there was a spirit who used Ruth to contact his granddaughter.
He told me that he was mad that they put a red bow tie on him, because why on God's green earth would they ever do that when he never would ever wear a bow tie of any kind, not only red.
So the spirits are they complain to you sometimes?
Well, they want, it's a way of validation more.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, they do, but they're not complaining to me, they're complaining to the sitter, which is the person I'm giving the reading for.
To reassure the sitter that,
well,
this is real.
This is real.
Okay.
Right.
Of course, some people will doubt that this is real. But what's undeniable is how real it is for Ruth, especially the dark side of the spirit world. Ruth has so many stories of objects being thrown across rooms, invisible hands grabbing her, punching her, even throwing her downstairs. If you could travel back in time and accept or reject this gift, would you still take it?
No. As much a part of my life as it's been since I was born, there have been, you know, good things, but the bad things that scared the crap out of me at different times or hurt me, and I've paid a big price for that. I'm glad that I can help people, but because of all the very frightening and scary things I've seen, I wouldn't pick that again.
Ruth's experience in the physical world has been no less terrifying or even heartbreaking than her experiences in the spiritual world. She lost her grandmother to cancer, a brother to a drunk driver, and her father to suicide all within 2 years. And then her daughter, a war vet, returns home with PTSD and an opioid addiction. She overdosed and died in 2014. Ruth is a survivor. And it's clear she survives using the same strategies that she helps other people use so that they can survive.
So I'm going to light, hopefully, get it so it will burn a little bit.
Take smudging, for instance, a Native American ritual where bundled sticks of sage are burned to cleanse the air and ward off evil spirits.
Okay.
So it's lit? The bundle is lit?
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Save us from the evil snares and sins of the devil.
Ruth is circling her dining room table, slowly waving the smoking stick back and forth, up and down. The room fills with a sweet, earthy scent.
They came.
And do you notice a difference after you smudge?
Yes. It feels lighter.
And Ruth looks lighter. Having finished my work, I turn to leave the living room and prepare to pack my gear. Ruth points to a small box on the bookshelf.
This is my daughter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is her urn.
This is her, yeah. I have it here because I haven't decided what to do about it yet. And I don't think I have to make any quick decisions either. And I just have some other things, you know, like this is a storybook she wrote in the second grade. And I got this out of a refrigerator. She was a Coke addict, and we drank the
it's Coke. It's Coca-Cola.
Yeah. And these are some candles that she had, and she made this for me one time when she was in rehab.
It's a wooden heart that says, I love you, Mom.
Yeah.
It's very cute.
And I keep that out because I know she loved me, even though she was very sick.
Of course.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Wow.
My friends tell me I don't have to make any big decisions at the moment. Every time, damn it, when I start thinking about it, you know, about having to figure something out of what am I going to do, I get all weepy, and so it's hard. I don't know what I'm going to do. And she sends me signs now and then, so I know she's good. I've had visitation dreams from her.
Okay. What
well, a visitation dream is when you have a dream from someone.
Ruth explains that it's exactly what it sounds like. A departed loved one comes to visit you in your dreams, and you get to talk to them. You can touch them, smell them, and you wake up in the morning, and it feels, for just one moment, like they've never actually died. And if you believe like Ruth does, it gives hope, because she knows that tomorrow night, Ruth can dream again.
Sometimes they don't talk, but sometimes they do. And then when you wake up,